Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Should you ever have the opportunity to visit St. Paul's Cathedral in London, you should see the painting done by artist Holman Hunt, one of my favorite religious paintings. The artist pictures Jesus, a lantern in his left hand, knocking at the door of an English cottage. He based his painting on the closing words of a letter to a backslidden church in the city of Laodicea. In this, Jesus said, "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." Most evangelical pastors have quoted that verse suggesting that Jesus stands at the door of your heart and wants to come into your life, taking up residence in your heart. While that's true, the context, though, conveys a different thought. Jesus was not standing at the door of an English cottage, but he wanted to get back into the midst of the fellowship in the church at Laodicea. It seems the church leadership had pushed him right out the door, and he wanted to get back in. John wrote they were wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Blind? In this ancient Roman city, an eye salve was manufactured which was famous the world over. They needed corrective eye surgery. I've been thinking recently of where Jesus Christ is in relationship to a vast number of our churches. It's true, in the last days, large numbers of people will fall away from the faith in a great backsliding. We usually call it an apostasy. It's also true that some simply give up because, quote, "the church no longer meets my needs." Irrelevant is the catchword we often hear. This brings up a related question. Just what is a church? The Greek word, the same one found 88 times in the book of Acts, means ones who are called out. The same word was used of a mob of people who shouted against Paul in the city of Ephesus. But in the context of the faith, a church is a kind of sinners anonymous, where none are too good to stay out and none are too bad to come in. It isn't a club, a holy huddle of individuals who have nice clothes and relate to people who are socially moving up in society. It embraces all kinds of people, from all backgrounds, all walks of life, all cultures. Is it possible, I ask, that some no longer bother with church because they can't find Jesus there, and they've given up on pursuing him the traditional way? For 300 years, churches were home fellowships, much like the hundreds and thousands of small groups who meet in homes in China, sometimes registered with the government, sometimes in defiance of the same. Many groups today, not able to afford a building, meet in shopping centers, restaurants, schools, hotel ballrooms, and yes, in homes. Are they not churches in every sense of the word? A closing thought. I'm glad, no matter how bad things were in that church at Laodicea, that Jesus wanted to get back inside to the center of the group. He still cared. Revelation 1-3 records letters to seven churches, and plot those seven on a map geographically, you will find they form a rough circle. And according to what John wrote, the churches were represented by lampstands and Christ stood in their midst. Friend, in every nation of the world, you will find churches, some small, some very large, but in every true one, within you will find the risen Lord who still touches hearts and lives and still wants to be worshiped. One more thing about Holman Hunt's picture. There's no door handle, no latch on the outside. He once explained that when Christ knocked, the door can only be opened from within. It's still true.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.